The question of how to help the homeless and keep public areas accessible got a lot of attention last week. Flanked by HPD's chief, the state's homelessness coordinator, and human services agencies, Honolulu's mayor announced his plan. Also last week, gubernatorial candidate Duke Iona made his proposal for the houseless a part of his platform. Local organization Faith Action for Community Equity has long advocated for the homeless and has been in a dialogue mix with the city and the state. Executive Director Drew Astolfi is here with his analysis. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. Now, always love to be here.
Actually. Well, you know, and one of the things about this, Drew, is that you are one of the few advocates who really likes the mayor's plan. And you know, some people may say, well, there's some heartless elements to it. But your perspective seems to be that, you know, we got to say enough already and get going.
I feel like we've kind of hit a limit, and we probably hit it a while back. And I applaud the mayor's leadership on this thing because I think we've got to, there's an element of just facing reality that has to be done in our state right now. I mean, the reality is that the economic engine of Waikiki is being damaged by the huge numbers of homeless that are living down there. And I think, you know, they have to be moved out of there. That is just the reality. Too many people's livelihood depends on the functioning of Waikiki, and it is being damaged. And you can see that with the declining repeat visitors and with the movement of the Japanese tour groups to Kailua and to the North Shore, which they didn't used to have the same, you know, numbers in those places.
And a lot of people who, you know, live here who don't want to go into Waikiki.
And I think that's, I mean, increasingly that's what I hear people say. And I think, you know, on the one hand, that's just the reality. That has to be addressed. Too many people depend on it. On the other hand, in order to have the moral authority to move people around and to exercise this kind of tough love that the mayor's talking about, there needs to be alternatives that people go to. It's not, I mean,
you have to have a place to put them. That's
what you're chasing
saying.
Them from one park to another makes no sense. It's what has been done now for the last 9 years, and it maybe before that too. It just doesn't, it's not helping, and it's not going to work now either. So what has to be done, I mean, I think I hear again and again that the issue of homelessness is complex, and so we can't do it, or that the homeless are always going to be with you, and both those things are not true. The issue of homelessness is actually a pretty simple issue. The problem with fixing it is that it's expensive to fix. And so we just have to decide if we're going to spend the money that we need to spend to fix it. And on the, you know, I think if you look around the country, there are other places very analogous to Hawaii with high land values like San Francisco, Chicago, or New York, which had very large homeless populations that sort of took over large public areas in exactly the same way as happened here. And they did two essential things. They built out a shelter system and you know, made it large enough to absorb the homeless that are there. And then they began to build supportive service SRO housing, which is housing that houses a homeless person but also provides the services that many people who are homeless in Hawaii need.
It becomes the hub.
Yeah, and I think if you don't do that, then you're just going to have the problem continue. So we just need to bite the bullet and decide to do it. We need to overcome the NIMBY stuff, and we need to pay what we need to do. And this $32 million that the mayor's got to work with is a good start towards addressing this problem. It's
not
enough.
But there's more money, though. There is more money available.
Well, and that's the thing that I think is, when I think about this problem, what frustrates me is I think that some of the, had we started 10 years ago when I was first, you know, getting into this with FACE, we would be a long way down the road towards, you know, reducing this size of this chronic street population. And the problem is that we've punted it all the way through. Like at no time have we built the necessary housing to
put these people in. Okay, so we have to actually do something now, is your point, not just keep talking about it as we have for the last 10 years.
Yeah. And I think there's, you know, the city right now has $70 million in bond cap that they can use for construction every year. So that plus the $32 million, that would build an awful lot of single room occupancy buildings or convert existing buildings to those that kind of situation and bring the services in that people need.
But what it is you're really seemingly asking here is, do we have the will to say enough already, it's time to do it and quit talking about it?
Yeah, and I think there are two big things that have to be overcome. One is we just have to spend that money. Like that has to be spent. And the other thing is that no neighborhood is going to say, oh, I'm very enthusiastic about having an SRO. I worked to build a couple of these in Chicago back in the 90s, and the neighborhoods that we were building them in were not happy. I was doing it in Chinatown, actually, in Chicago, and nobody was happy about it to begin with. After it was built and you could see the effect of the street homeless moving off the street and into housing, then the neighborhood businesses were pretty happy with it.
Okay, so where here?
And I think we have to do it all over the place. I think the idea that the mayor had some time ago, which was to have every neighborhood take some share of this, is probably right. In the short term, though, I mean, it's more important to get this built than it is to overcome the NIMBY stuff. So there are some places we could look at where there wouldn't be the same kind of neighborhood opposition, because you could go to, like, warehouse areas or whatever.
But you're talking about for short-term housing, not building SROs.
Not for the long term. Yeah, for the SROs, they got to be integrated into the community. But in terms of getting people off the street today, we could look at, you know, at Sand Island, where there's already a lot of people there. We could.
You're talking about homeless people.
Yeah,
and you walk around and you can see
And see them. And you could, if you had, people are going to Waikiki. If you ask homeless people why they're there, there's a couple of reasons. They're there for the showers and the bathrooms.
All right. Now, moving on to Dugayona's idea about having, you know, the guard come in and using them as a workforce.
Well, it's interesting. It's, you know, I think it's a creative idea. And he's certainly thinking outside the box. I'm not sure every aspect of it works. But I think if you look at Iona's record on this, he's got a pretty good record on homeless issues. The administration that he was with, the Lingle and Iona administration, did a tremendous amount to address this issue. They increased the homeless service budget significantly. They added to the rental housing trust fund significantly. They created a homeless vets preference for public housing, which has since been rescinded. And they created the Next Step shelter. And so he has a long history of grappling with this stuff. And I think as a committed Catholic, which I am as well, he has a imperative to do something about it.
So this wasn't just being able to, you know, go onto a bandwagon because homelessness is such an issue. And
no, I think
he
takes it seriously.
Okay, so looking at all of this now.
Although I have to say I prefer the mayor's plan.
Well, I know you prefer the mayor's plan. I mean, you said that pretty straightforwardly.
Yeah, yeah.
But at this point now, what's the first thing that has to get done if we're going to demonstrate that there is political will to make it happen this time and not talk about it for another 10 years?
Well, I think there's a couple of really simple and easy things that don't cost money, and we should do those right now. The first one is to evaluate the shelter system that we have, and that is, if you look at the Next Step in Kaka'ako, that's full every night, and the IHS men's shelter is not. So something's wrong there. We need to fix that.
But not by how much?
I'm sorry.
I mean, in terms of, you know, not full, does that mean a couple of beds
are
available, or that you've got 60 beds?
The latest reports were like 70 beds. So that's a really significant number of empty beds. And that doesn't cost, and we're already paying for those beds as a county. So let's get those filled. That could take people off right now. The other thing is that we could restore the homeless preferences to what they were before.
For veterans.
Yeah, into the public housing, because there are regularly vacant units that appear, and so people could be moved into those. Again, cost the state nothing. We're already paying for that.
All right. We have to let it go at this point. We'll pick it up again. Thanks so much for coming in. Drew Astolfi is the Executive Director of Faith Action for Community Equity, which you may better know as FACE.